News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a new Fit for Life pressure group has been formed to lobby government for tax breaks for gym membership. Irish Physical Activity Alliance chairperson Dorina Dunn joins us now. Dorina, give us the pitch. Why should there be a tax break for gym membership?
Well, we really need to recognise that physical activity is the best weapon we have against disease. And we need to reframe in the mindset of the public how important physical activity is, because ultimately people, they know that physical activity is important, but I don't think they realise the impact it actually has. You know, physical activity can reduce all-cause mortality, that's death by any means, by 30%. To quote Professor Neil Miner, if we could bottle the benefits of physical activity in a pill, it would be the most prescribed pill in the world. So we need to reframe the mindset of healthcare to supporting people to prevent them getting sick rather than paying for them when they are sick. And a big part of that is reducing the barrier to entry and getting as many people as possible active, because we know tax incentives work.
Okay, so the idea would be you join a gym and you can claim whatever, 20% of that back. On your annual tax return.
It's for government to fully recognise physical activity as an essential healthcare measure and to include it as part of the Med1 eligible for tax relief.
Now, people are going to say, why just the gym? I mean, what if I'm a member of the GAA or a member of your local football team or running club or whatever?
And well, this is a physical activity tax. We're working with government in terms of how we define physical activity. So it will be membership of an organisation or a group that encourages you to be physically active. But let's be honest, there's 600,000 people that are a member of the GAA, but only 12% of them actually play the sport. So it'll be clearly defined in terms of the definition, but it's not just gyms. It's anything that gets people moving.
Okay. Do you get any sense in government that they're open to this idea?
Yes, because ultimately we have to do something. We are spending more and more in the healthcare system. We're getting sicker and sicker. And it's international best practice. It's happened in other jurisdictions to great success. And we know that it's a cost positive measure. Based on information from McKinsey, for every €1 we spend on preventative health measures, we'll get a fourfold return on investment. So not only will we help the country be fitter and healthier, which we need to do, we will also save the government money. So it makes sense on every sense.
What would stop gyms hiking up the cost if, for example, there was a 20% tax break? Is there a danger that they'd simply hike up the fees by the equivalent 20%?
No, the Irish Physical Activity Alliance members are committed to not increasing prices based on this tax relief. However, I think it's important to mention that this benefit doesn't go to the gyms. It goes to the individual. So it's the individual that's getting it.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it there. Irish Physical Activity Alliance chairperson Dorina Dunn, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. Should there be a tax break for gym membership, or if you're playing GAA, or if you're playing hockey or rugby or whatever, and you obviously have to pay an annual fee to your club, should there be a tax break for that? What do you think, Jonathan?
Well, we did it the other way around in our GAA club. What happened was we applied for a load of grants and we built our own gym. It's open to everybody in the community. So you have to be a member of the GAA club, but there's different memberships. The cheapest being £35 for being an associate member. And the gym cost is £100 a year, so £135 for access to the gym for the full year. And that's much better than the tax break, if you ask me.
Okay. All right. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.